Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
I choose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. The command of Jesus to go out and to proclaim the gospel to every creature and to preach the gospel to the whole world is something that we heard and we did and proclaimed, and yet we struggled in trying to understand what it meant to preach the gospel to every creature, to share the good news everywhere. We continue to struggle to give the dignity and the rights to people. We hold them down. We struggle with racial equality, even though we've been preaching this gospel for 2,000 years. It's always something to deal with the other. And we see it lived out for Paul himself as he was so zealous going after those early Christians and was so inspired and excited when he stood and watched for the martyrdom of St. Stephen, and so inspired that he got commissioned to go out and bring in more and to arrest every Christian that he could find. And the powerful conversion that he had that transformed him so powerfully, and to become a witness of the gospel, of calling us to have an open heart and to proclaim that gospel. Paul is the one who challenged us, the one most against the early church, the one who became the fiercest protector and promoter of the gospel. And it reminds us of our own need to be evangelizers, to live our faith, to know that we are meant to proclaim and to share God's word with one another, not just to hold on to it. And so we proclaim the gospel. We spend time listening to Jesus' word, being inspired by his word and by the hope and the life that he gives to us, inspired by the witness of Paul, as we continue to proclaim to the whole world the love that God has for us, the healing grace that Christ has brought to us, the glory of the kingdom of heaven that we have been created for. We continue to bring hope to a broken world, to a world that continues to be confused about what life is really about. And we continue to walk in those footsteps of Paul and proclaim the good news to the ends of the earth. It is a bit of a challenge for us to proclaim the good news to the ends of the earth, because we've kind of become complacent and we simply take care of ourselves. We come here to pray but to understand that need, that commission, the calling that all of us have to witness the gospel, to live Christ to the world, continues to be something more difficult, but we pray that we grow as a church, and that ability and that excitement and conviction to proclaim Christ to the world.